The Syrian conflict continues to make itself felt in Lebanon. Lebanese citizens are concerned that the ongoing clashes could drag their country back into civil war. Jesuit Father Khalil Samir Khalil of St. Joseph's University in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, told Chris Altieri the situation is a complex weave of politics and religion.
In fact, the situation is, even for us here in Lebanon, unclear. It changes regularly, but there is a line. What is happening? The problem in Syria is changing from an opposition against dictature and for more democracy and more freedom and so on, to a conflict between religious groups. The government means practically now the Alawites, who are a branch of the Shiite Islam. The opposition is essentially Sunnis, which is the main branch of Islam. They are supported by financially and also military by Saudi Arabia and by Qatar. Meanwhile, the government, being a branch of the Shia Islam, is supported by Iran, who is almost totally Shia, and in Lebanon by Hezbollah. The reason is that Hezbollah, who is a branch of, who is a military group of the Shia, receive his money and essentially his weapons from Iran, but they receive them through Syria because there is no direct contact between Iran and Lebanon. So that Hezbollah is supporting the Syrian regime against the opposition, and the conflict is becoming a religious conflict within Islam between the majority in the world who are Sunnites and the minority who are Shia. But in Syria, the government represents the Alawite represents 11% of the population. That means that a minority is leading the country, and that's why Sunnites are very aggressive against them. This is the situation of Syria. Now, Lebanon is also a country with 18 groups, but mainly you have Muslims and Christians, and between the Muslims you have essentially not a majority, almost the same number now between Shia and Sunnah. And each group is supporting its brother group religiously. Now, what is happening is that also there is, within the Sunnah, you have an extremist group called Salafists, very traditional, and they are supported by outside, by Qatar and probably also Saudi Arabia, the money and the weapons. And so this group has a leader in Saida, in the south of Lebanon, who is very aggressive in words and in action, but until now it wasn't with weapons. But what happens is that in Syria there was a battle between the government and the opposition in a locality called Qusair, which is composed of Muslim Shiites and Christians, Greek Orthodox Christians. The opposition to the Syrian regime entered in Qusair, and practically all Christians left their home, and the opposition won this attack, this war between the people and themselves. Then the regime tried to reoccupy Qusair, and Hezbollah went to help them, so that we had again a conflict, a religious conflict, and this time the regime won with the help of Hezbollah. So Hezbollah decided, was very proud, and they said, we will support the Syrian regime elsewhere in Aleppo. This was last Friday, and so on, a week ago. But then entered in the south, Asir, this very fanatical fundamentalist, we say Salafists, and said, we will, if Hezbollah does anything to support the Syrian regime, we will attack them. And they attacked the army. The army, they had four soldiers who died. This was for 2 days. And the army then reacted against them, and we discovered that with Asir, the Salafist, was not only Lebanese, but mostly the opposition from Syria entered in Lebanon with their weapons, and they had a battle with the army. And at least a great number, 16 persons from the army died, and much more from the opposition, Syrian opposition, and some Salafists, Lebanese Salafists.
See,
the situation is very, very confused. And there is a reason for that. There is no government in Lebanon for the moment. The prime minister resigned. There is a substitute for since some days. And the parliament decided in a strange way to prolong. They were supposed to make new elections, but this was problematic. So the situation is without control. And that's why, and the military want to defend themselves, because they were the first attacked, and nobody supported them. The people are supporting them effectively, but with weapons, they are not so strong. So we are in a dangerous situation, becoming a religious conflict, and the conflict between military and militias. That's the situation today.